The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he never overate. He didn't demand fancy, special, exquisite meals. He could go days without bread. When he did eat, he showed thanks. Of course, manners, restraint. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he says, ma mala'a adami wi'a'an sharran min batnin, that a person does not fill a utensil or a vessel which is worse than his stomach. Eat so much to keep your back straight. If you have to eat more, then a third for food, a third for drink, and a third for air. He ate while seated with humility, humbleness. He never criticized his food. He began with Bismillah. He ended by saying Alhamdulillah. Even eating with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam was a spiritual experience. Like that of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instruct him, eat like this, don't eat like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything he did in the most perfect and the most beautiful of manners. This Maulid, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's follow his method of eating. Yes, let's eat less, inshallah. Eat with others, share with others, and always be thankful and show your gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Because there are many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in every walk of life. Whether it's our prayers, or if it's in the dining room, eating our food, we still must honor the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.